Hey there. Have you noticed how the landscape of the United States financial sector is shifting right now? It feels like a significant clash is brewing between state-level restrictions and federal oversight, specifically concerning prediction markets.
Indeed. It's a complex situation. A central figure in this dispute is the venture capital firm Andreessen Horowitz, or A16Z. They've taken a firm stance supporting the Commodity Futures Trading Commission.
Exactly. And they are arguing passionately that state crackdowns on platforms like Kalshi and Polymarket aren't merely unhelpful. They might actually conflict with existing federal law.
That regulatory tug of war highlights a complex issue within the financial sector. While federal regulators aim to maintain a unified market, several states are attempting to ban or heavily restrict access to these platforms.
It really comes down to how these markets function. They act as platforms where participants trade contracts based on the outcome of future events.
Right. Unlike traditional stock markets, these platforms allow users to place bets on political outcomes, economic indicators, or societal events.
That offers a unique mechanism for expressing opinions and hedging against risks, but it has drawn intense regulatory attention. Many states have expressed concerns regarding consumer protection and gambling laws.
They argue that these markets blur the lines between financial investments and gambling, prompting bans. However, A16Z contends that this approach ignores the legal nuances established by federal entities like the CFTC.
And they aren't shy about it. Andreessen Horowitz has publicly sided with the CFTC, asserting that state bans contradict the broader regulatory framework.
The firm believes that allowing a patchwork of state laws to override federal guidelines creates significant uncertainty for businesses and users alike. If one state bans a service while another allows it, companies are forced to navigate a confusing legal minefield.
I can imagine the stress that would cause. Furthermore, A16Z emphasizes the importance of market access. They argue that restricting these platforms prevents ordinary users from participating in a form of financial expression and risk management that is crucial for a diverse economy.
By supporting the CFTC's stance, A16Z advocates for a consistent national standard that respects federal authority while protecting user rights. The platforms at the center of this storm are Kalshi and Polymarket.
Kalshi is a regulated exchange that operates under CFTC oversight, while Polymarket has historically operated more on the crypto side. Both have faced scrutiny from state legislatures, who view them as unregulated gambling platforms.
For users, the implications are significant. If states succeed in banning these services, users in specific regions lose access to these tools. For businesses, the cost of compliance skyrockets if they must adapt to dozens of conflicting state laws.
The A16Z argument suggests that a harmonized approach is the only viable path forward for the industry to mature. This dispute is not solely about betting on elections or sports scores.
Prediction markets are increasingly being used for economic forecasting, assessing public health risks, and predicting geopolitical shifts. By allowing these markets to operate under federal law, the U.S. can maintain its edge in financial technology innovation.
Conversely, if the U.S. becomes too restrictive, these markets may move offshore to jurisdictions with more lax regulations. This scenario, known as regulatory arbitrage, means that U.S. consumers and businesses would lose control over their own data and financial instruments.
A16Z is trying to prevent this by pushing back against state-level overreach. As the debate continues, the outcome will shape the future of decentralized finance and traditional futures markets.
The CFTC has been working to bring these platforms into the regulatory fold, ensuring they are secure and fair. State opposition, however, remains a hurdle. The legal arguments surrounding the supremacy of federal law versus state police powers will likely be tested in court.
For the time being, the industry is watching closely. The support from a major venture capital firm like A16Z adds weight to the argument that these markets should be treated as legitimate financial tools rather than gambling traps.
Absolutely. As the dust settles on this regulatory conflict, the goal remains clear: to ensure that American users can access the tools they need without being arbitrarily banned by individual state laws.
In conclusion, the standoff between state bans and federal regulation represents a critical moment for the financial sector. By aligning with the CFTC, A16Z signals that the future of prediction markets lies in compliance with federal standards, ensuring a stable environment for innovation and user access.